TAC. Drivers, give the space to ride safe.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy on Triple M.
Yes, hello everyone and welcome to this historic day at Kennedy Malloy Vale, Italy.
Oh. I was going to say,
gone.
Historic, yes. Dreadfully upsetting.
It is done. We'll get right into that as the show goes on.
We will indeed. We're going to talk about Maverick MPs because poor old Jackie Lambie, ba-bow.
We may never see her like
we may
again.
Not. Exactly.
What about Netflix? What would you give up to keep Netflix?
Oh, so many things, but maybe not grog.
We'll be asking you at home as well.
Exactly. We're going to talk to Magda Szubanski because the vote that we all took yesterday is going to be announced tomorrow.
Yes.
The results of the yes, no
same sex.
Thank
yes.
you. Oh, Dave.
Hello,
how are you?
Dave.
Same sex. Heard you, Bob.
Thank
you very much.
We're going to have heaps of calls. There's lots to do.
Yes.
Would you propose in a public place? That's come up on
Excellent.
My radar. I'll be asking you all about that.
I'm going to talk about gender reveal parties.
Oh,
ever heard of them? I'm going to
not.
Fill you in on what they are.
I might do it now.
You may not want to after you hear it.
All righty, that and a lot more on today's big program. Hello, Dave.
G'day, guys. Great to be here.
How was your day? What'd you do?
I went to the gym first time, smashed out 5Ks. My calves haven't looked any better than what they are right now.
You're lifting any weights?
Not yet. I haven't started on the weights.
You'll be honking onto a Cornetto in half an hour.
That was yesterday.
That's what happened yesterday.
His first day of the gym.
It's my reward.
Out here.
That's not how it
it's
goes.
My reward for working hard.
My reward,
really?
Sticking your nose in a chaff bag. How long do you spend at the gym?
30 minutes. It's a 30-minute run. That's all I went on today.
Why? 30-minute run?
Nothing good happened.
How long was your run, Nick?
That's one episode of Will and Grace.
Oh, pot kettle over here. It's the last time you went for a run.
Good, Nick. You saw me in my derps yesterday.
Yes. Unfortunately, we all did, Nick.
How were you? Jane, did you have a good day?
I did have a good day.
Was there a highlight?
Was there a highlight? Let me think.
No. Oh, you live a sad, boring life.
I do. It actually was one of the rare quiet days. I did a lot of sort of, you know, administrative work. There's a lot of administration to do in my life, Mick.
Mm-hmm. I got up early because I wanted to listen to The Hot Breakfast.
You
may remember yesterday we had Isha Gura,
yes.
who's part of the Triple M commentary team, in here. I know her. We've already commentated together.
She's a great girl.
Top chick.
Yep.
Anyway, she told us she was going in there on the program, and I said, oh, look, whatever you do, don't let Luke sniff your hair. Anyway, they must have heard our discussion on the show, and I tuned in, and this is what I hear.
Okay.
Is this advice coming from the bloke who was arrested out the front of Barry's Bar in Fitzroy, wherever it was?
Very close to the Peel, very close to circuit.
Mate, it's fair to you. What is happening in the moment?
It was extradited out of... And Brazil. Yeah, that's a pretty good
one. Do we want to crack the vault open on Brazil, do we, Mick? Jay's in my ear saying no. I tell you what, Mick, you keep going down this path. Gloves are off. And we're opening up the Brazil vault if you want to go down there.
Isha's waiting outside. Isha, I just want to say, I'm Eddie, he's Luke, okay?
Isha's wearing a hat.
I guess she's got a hat.
She wore a hat. I said, you watch him, he'll sniff your hair.
Yeah. You made her very nervous, but me.
Well, that's more importantly, nervous, but Luke, how's that rubbish?
What happened in Brazil?
What happened in Brazil?
Was this the World Cup?
Was this 2 years ago when you went to Brazil with Darce and Rosie?
You know I can't talk about this.
No, I don't know. Why not?
I can never talk about Brazil or Mystique.
You just love saying that you've been a Mystique.
Just give us a hint.
Who are you, Princess Margaret?
What happened on Mystique stays on Mystique.
Sure.
What happens in Brazil would best be forgotten by everyone.
You tell me most everything.
It involves all the vices.
What?
Everything.
Really?
With just you?
No. No, Luke. And remember, if I go down, the whole ship goes down.
Do
you remember my defence to the police? I think you do. It involves you. Hang on. Well,
all right. Do I get to find out off air?
No, you're not this time.
No, you're really being coy about this. I'm worried.
You know, when the locals in Brazil are raising an eyebrow, going, "Come on, fellas, settle it down."
Dave, I'm going to try and find out more information.
Yeah, we need to find out.
Put it this way: I had to change residences.
What do you mean?
What are you talking
about? Hotels?
Well, no, it was an apartment, but we had to get me out of there and put me into another one. which was off the grid.
Was this like El Chapo or something?
Narcos.
Far away. I could honestly consider digging a tunnel.
Wow. Mick Chapo.
Hey, come on, let's brighten up our day
all right,
a bit.
Yes.
We'll come back and talk about Italy out of the World Cup. Shortly after 9 this morning, the bombshell dropped that Italy were out of the World Cup, first time since 1958. Proud soccer, football nation. They love this stuff.
They really
won
do. They live for
times.
It.
This is devastating. I can't imagine. I can only imagine how badly the Italian community is feeling right now around the world, here in our own country, where they're well represented. Devastated.
Even
done. The whole. Do you know what? The whole country today has taken a dive.
It really has. It's been devastating for all. In fact, La Stampa, one of the newspapers, is the headline: "Disastro Italia, non andrà ai mondiali." Well, not going.
I don't even have to translate that. It's not good.
What about Repubblica, the big newspaper in Rome? Di chi la colpa? I'm guessing what that means. Who is responsible?
Well, that's tough, isn't it?
It's just a view of the headline. Another one
what
is.
Am I going to have a look at? Yep.
Mummies run Italian football. That's what they're saying.
Mummies run
Italian football. They say we didn't lose the World Cup today. We lost it 15 years ago.
Oi. Ouch. And let the games begin. This will be tough. The coach, I believe. He's copping a whooping. He might well cop a horse's head in the bed.
Maybe.
He is dangerously close to a horse's head in the bed.
I'd be concerned. I'd be on the first Air Italia flight out of there.
He'll be wearing concrete football boots. this time in the morning. Even Captain Scatino's embarrassed. even Captain Scatino's going, oh, this reflects very poorly on our country. Right now, this is they're taking this worse than the losing two world wars, this lot.
Honestly, this is
a bigger deal for them. Do you know, now in Italy, there are Italian men who cannot muster the energy or the inclination to sexually objectify Italian women.
Do you know it's bad when that happens?
It could be weeks,
Mamma mia.
Months before Italian women are ogled again. They've just dropped their bundle. The whole thing. Look at our country. We're sitting here going, wow, what if we don't make the World Cup? And we're a minnow.
But life goes on for us. Life goes on.
Imagine what's going on over there. Disaster. Holy dooly. Heads will roll.
How do you think
this is the worst moment since Biaggi missed the penalty in the World Cup. Yeah. Remember that one, guys? Remember that one, Italian community?
Ooh, I'm not sensing any sympathy coming from you, Mickey.
No, I do. I have a lot of sympathy.
You've got a lot of Italian mates. How do you
I do. Well, they'll be getting a call shortly.
We tried Santo, but he's
Santo's lying down. Well, we know how he's purely Italian. Yeah. Remember, he went to a wedding of his cousin, and they were told, because there was a World Cup qualifier on at the time, and they were told, they were all stood up by their partners and said, if you ruin this wedding, I swear, because they had to go. They weren't allowed to go to the wedding. If you ruin this wedding, you will never be forgiven. And so they all went to the wedding, and then during the vows or something like that, do you take her? At the same moment, 300 men in the room went, yes! as they were all wearing earpieces. And a goal had just been scored, so yes.
We'll talk to Sando about that, see if we can grab him tomorrow when he's had a day to recover from the disaster that
I have a great affinity for the Italian community, and I feel their pain today, and I would like, if I may, to deliver a special tribute, one that I've organised to help ease the pain.
Oh, that's very nice.
For everyone out there in this country, feeling a bit down today, the Italian community, Italia, this is for you.
And offside, and that's it. Sweden make their first World Cup since 2006. But for all the Sweden headlines, the headlines will be massive for Italy. First time since 1958, they don't make a World Cup.
Time to say goodbye.
I'm hanging in there. I'm trying to be all zen about it.
Non per me dispiace perché per il movimento dispiace perché.
And then it's dysfunctional, fungo.
Did I give my team the best possible chance to win? No, because you made stupid mistakes. You played with no spine and no guts in the first leg. This is why you're not going to the World Cup.
The worst thing I've ever seen. The national team, this is a shame for us, you know?
se te lo andano a suggerire. Invece lì vedo Strazze che deve giocare, il che la e questo, ma stiamo scherzando. Oh!
Sì, Italia è un fiasco. È un fiasco, è una catastrofa, è un провал, è un позор. Сборная Италии лишается шанса сыграть на чемпионате мира.
You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Game over.
That was Super Mario.
Super Mario, finishing that off.
Yeah. He was a bit out of line.
I think you've made the whole of the Italian community in Australia go the blub right now.
Well,
how was that?
It was a moving
Castrofo, mi dispiace. Oh, my God.
There's going to be an outpouring. Get down to Lygon Street and, musical car horns at half-mast.
Hey,
please.
What's happening with all our Italian fans in Melbourne right now? How are you feeling?
Yeah, give us a call. 1-3-3-5-3.
We're here to honestly,
give us a buzz.
We will counsel you.
If you're from our Italian community, if you follow Italian football, what are you feeling? Share it with us. Let us know. And we'll feel your pain.
Yeah. Exactly. 1-3-3-5-3. Give us a call. We'll help you.
Next. Tough times for the Italian members of our community in particular who are grieving over an early exit. Well, nay, not even an early exit. Didn't even make the big show. Did not qualify for the World Cup. You can imagine this is an outrage in Italy.
It's the first time since 1958 will be a no-show by Italy in the World Cup.
And it's hard to read Italians because they don't just gesticulate wildly or anything when they're upset. So it'll be hard to know what they're thinking. Mm. So we've got a few of them on the line now to talk us through what stage of grief you're currently in. Andrea, are you there?
Oh, Andrea's just dropped out.
Andrea.
Oh, Andrea's back.
Andre?
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, sorry, I lost it for a second.
Yeah, well, you lost it.
Like,
wow.
After this morning as well.
What happened? How'd you hear the news? How are you travelling?
Well, I'm very, very upset. I spent all day. I got in work and all my colleagues were like, are you coming from a funeral? I'm like, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Sorry to laugh at that, Andrea.
Leave me alone today. I can't talk. I can't do nothing. I'm just going to get upset. You don't mess with Italian about food and football. We are really passionate about that. And this morning it was like, straight to my heart. And, it's a horrible day. It's a horrible day. I can tell you that.
I'm so
upset about it. Like, it's so bad. Never happened. Not even my dad seen that coming. It never happened. My dad was born in the 60s. He never seen a catastrophe like this. So bad, really.
I get it, Andrea. It's terrible. Where to from here? What happens with
how do you rebuild
football?
Well, the problem is it's sad to say, but with modern football, it's just everything around money, and we don't grow up our Italian talent anymore. So that's for me is one of the main reasons why that happened. And of course, as everyone says, no spine, no balls. And you don't go anywhere in sport, football in particular, if you don't. You have to put your soul in. Mm. And that didn't happen in the last few games, especially the last 2 years. And,
passionate, Andrea.
I know, we get it, mate. Good. You know what I'm going to miss?
What?
The diving. the diving in the square.
I know.
The flailing of the arms.
I know. The drama of it all.
The drama, the clutching of the knee, rolling around for a good 5 minutes. That was lost to us.
4 years we'll have to wait at least to see that again.
1-3-3-5-3, by the way.
Get on the line.
You want to get through.
Roger's on the line. How are you, Roger?
G'day, Mick, Jane.
Hey,
I'm
Roger.
Devastated.
I recognise his voice.
Upset.
Is that Roger Todaro?
It sure is.
From Todaro's Hair Salon. My mate, Roger.
Right.
My mate, Roger.
Oh, mate, the shop's shut.
No, really.
I can't cut another person's hair.
Really, you just can't. Did you watch this morning?
Yeah, I watched it.
Did you feel confident before you were watching?
No. I've got no confidence in the coach.
Dunfield
or Ventura. They should have got the pet detective Ventura. He would have done a better job.
Jeez, there's a slag.
Hang on, mate. Now, hang on. Are you okay? I need to know you're all right.
No, I'm upset. They should call the whole thing off. There's no World Cup without Italy.
Right. Do you reckon that this will mean now some of the Italian community who've been living in Australia for a long time might actually support the Socceroos if they get in?
Ooh, that's a big call.
Silence
is the answer.
You know that I always support the Socceroos first, Mick. We've sat through games when we watched it together.
Right.
You know I support the Socceroos first. But, It was a terrible game. We knew on Sunday we were talking about it. We knew we had it lost.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, the Swedes parked a couple of Scania trucks in front of goal and that was it.
Roger, what do you think Lygon Street's going to be like tonight and today?
It's deserted.
Really? Deserted?
You'll get a good table tonight.
Exactly.
It's a good time to go down there and have a table.
All right. And if you want to get your hair cut at Tadaro's, wait a couple of days. Is that it? Or
come in on Thursday.
Thursday, you'll be better?
Back to normal.
I don't want you with any sharp objects in your hand right now, Roger.
No, I'm vulnerable.
Oh, mate.
All right,
you need a cuddle. Sorry, Roger.
See you, mate. Go home having a groany. I'll see you later.
Yeah, I will. Bye.
All right, Roger. I know him. He's
really upset. Hey, how about Adrian?
Adrian.
What's going on, Adrian? How are you feeling, mate?
Mickey, everyone else, how are we?
Good,
mate.
Good.
What's happening?
Oh, it's a terrible day, mate. Absolutely terrible.
Where'd you find out?
I started this morning at work. The phone's on refresh as quick as I can. Come on, boys. The Azuria are in.
Yep.
The first thing I refresh, the boys' heads are down and we don't make it.
Oh, you can tell by that photo.
Tools drop on the floor. My heart sinks.
No.
And then out of nowhere, the Greek boys come out of nowhere and start giving it to me.
Oh,
and I thought, geez, can my day get any worse?
You can always rely on your own circle of mates somehow stick it to you.
Always the Greeks, mate. And then out of nowhere,
The
Greeks don't make it and my day just got a lot better.
Oh, the Greek didn't make it either, so your day's better.
And with Socceroos, in it. No Greece, no Italy, and possibly Australia.
Oh.
But, Mick, what's better than a cup of Tierra, a short black, watching the boys, the Azzurri, making the World Cup?
I get it, mate.
What's better than that?
Mate, I love it. I love the energy that the Italian community bring to this town over the World Cup.
Yep.
There's nothing like going through Carlton and seeing everyone scarves out windows.
Yep.
It is. You know, I said it was like Richmond during the grand final season. The Italians bring so much energy and life to this city, and when they're on, there's greater sight in Melbourne.
The best.
It is. All jokes aside,
We feel very sad. Thanks for calling, Adrian. We're sorry if you like that.
All right, mate.
Sorry for your loss.
Go and have a lie down.
Yep.
Sorry for your loss.
Well, you know, that's a big loss for the Italian community.
It is.
For TAC, drivers, give the space to ride safe.
Adam McDougall is the Health Hacker.
Health hacking is simply hacking into the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world and applying these little tricks and routines into your own life. I'm a health hacker because I've been a professional athlete for 20 years, but I've also combined my experience as an athlete with my university studies, from economics to nutrition and sports science, with the practical application that I achieved as an athlete to help people hack into their health. In each episode, I'm going to share with you the tools, tricks and routines of the healthiest, happiest and most successful people in the world. You can hack into your own health and live a happier and healthier life.
The Health Hacker with Adam McDougall. Listen now at podcastone.com.au or download the Podcast One app.
Everyone who is of Italian descent at the moment is feeling very upset.
Sure.
Their world's crumbling. Yeah, someone else's world's crumbling, Mickey.
Who?
She's a pretty top chick. It's old Jackie Lambie.
Jackie Lambie has been
gone the blub today because she's had to admit to her staffers and everyone, that her old man is Scottish.
No,
and
she's Scottish.
Well,
she's
Scottish.
Scottish, Jane.
She's Scottish. And she's, we know what that means in the...
She's a Scottish supermodel.
you've always had a thing for Jackie, haven't you? A secret little...
Yeah.
Look,
actually, not so secret.
She brings to the table a certain bogan chic. Which you know I'm partial to.
I know.
You know my taste.
I know your
taste. You know I'm partial to Chappelle.
Yeah. I know your taste.
You know I like. You know when I go to the football and I see, I call them footy bogans, but they're like hotties in jumpers.
They do it for you.
Anyway,
hotties in duffel jackets.
Can I tell you something else? I'll tell you why I like Jackie Lambie.
He's
a maverick. We'll call her a maverick.
Yeah,
she's a parliamentary maverick in a long line.
Yeah.
However, to be serious for a moment, she's done a great deal of work for servicemen and women in this country. She's represented them very well and returned servicemen and women. And I've seen her at functions for Corporal Cameron Baird's function. I've seen her at Soldier On, and she's a genuine interest.
Look,
so
I think
good
anyone
on her.
Also that's who's
good.
An independent senator, there's something interesting about them, and that's what we do, like what we're drawn to.
And I liked her even more when I found out she made her staff go and get her sex toys.
She speaks her mind, doesn't she, Jackie?
So, sure.
But that got us thinking about Actually, have we got any?
Did we get any Jackie?
Any of some Jackie? Can we hear some of Jackie? Because I think
we just want to hear some of her.
All right, exactly. This is Jackie Lambie.
As soon as I had enough doubts, by Thursday or I think it was Friday, we did the paperwork and submitted it straight to the UK. I'm not hanging around, so I would imagine I will know in the next few hours.
And how are you feeling about it? Like, because it's not just.
You know, look, Dave. I'm just right now. You know, I've got stuff I've got to worry about. I've got jobs. You know, but more importantly, I'm really worried about my dad. So, you know, I'm just going to hold my head up high. I don't know what happens. You know, I might have an ex before my name because I know you love doing that to the ex-premier by next Tuesday. I'll deal with that. You know, so I think we've all shed enough tears over the weekend. I think that the probability is that I am probably gone.
Yes, no, she's obviously affected by that, and it's hardcore. It's hardcore.
I mean, she's a character. Let's be honest, she's personal. If you had her, I think she was on Have You Been Paying Attention.
She was, and I met her, and she was a top
tip. So she brings to the table a certain uniqueness that we've come to understand and expect from our maverick politician. She's the last in a long line. I love our mavericks.
Well, from everyone from Pauline Hanson to Clive Palmer.
Palmer was out there.
Who's now gone again, isn't he?
What about Catter?
Oh, Bob Catter.
He's one of the classics. We've got some Bob Catter.
Yeah, have a listen.
Happy days are at an end, my friends. Happy days are at an end. You're going to have to stand up and represent your people or you're going to lose your seat. We're coming after you.
So he never let you down, did
he? Was the cowboy in the hat, wasn't he?
He was the cowboy in the hat.
And Mel Colston, remember Mel Colston?
Yeah,
Mel
big, Colston. Big... He resigned by fax from the Labor Party to get the support of the coalition to become deputy president of the state, but he was charged for defrauding the Commonwealth.
That's a good
That was a travel allowance debacle.
That was the first.
It was
I reckon
the
he was
first
the very
one.
First travel allowance.
He was. Then we've also had the sports people who've gone into Parliament. What about Mel Meninga? Remember when
Mel Meninga. Australian Tell me Rugby League you've got star? A great, this is, I think, in his maiden press conference. Yeah.
I was just a person out there making sure that I was, I'm buggered. I'm
sorry. Over in 8 seconds.
Muir, who was Muir?
Oh, yeah, was it?
Was the car club, or wasn't he the right?
Oh, yes.
Gippsland or something.
Ricky Muir.
Ricky
Muir. He ran a car club, and then, just decided to go in.
No one's heard from him for a while. Brian Harradine, do you remember Senator Brian Harradine?
Yeah.
Who was like a Quaker. Who lived in Tasmania, who held the balance of power, and Howard in the Howard era, and people had to go down cap in hand and plough his fields and raise a barn or something to get his vote.
That's right. Mm. Billy Brownless, sorry, Triple M's own Billy Brownless. Remember
that's
for a minute?
Right. He had a run.
He put his hand
run?
Up from Geelong. Have we got a bit of Billy's
Here's
promises?
Billy from the Footy Show.
What's your position on the independence of the Auditor General?
Yeah, he was all over it.
That grab from the Footy Show, of course.
Yes.
And is there anyone else? Can I mention my guy? I don't think we've got any audio.
Yeah.
Who was the guy in Brisbane, the politician who had to step down because he kept sticking his pecker in glasses of red wine?
Oh. That's
he did.
Right.
I can't remember.
Someone, we'll have to Google him.
133353. You know.
I do remember. Yeah, he did.
It was some kind of practical joke, and he got caught with. You know,
wow.
Well, there was someone the better than him.
Oh.
My favourite.
Who's your favourite?
My favourite is Troy Buswell, the chair sniffer.
The chair sniffer from WA.
I mean, honestly, his eyes welled up with tears when he had to say that it happened. He choked up. When he said how his family had reacted. I'm sure there were words at home when that. But the woman involved in the incident, a Liberal Party staffer who didn't want to be named, said Buswell sniffed the chair she'd been sitting on at his Parliament House office in 2005. She was shocked and outraged. He'd also previously admitted to snapping the bra of a staffer for the Labor Party. But who doesn't like that, I say? Yeah. Come on.
Get a job at the Weinstein Company.
Yeah.
Very good.
Snap a bra.
You can't if you can't snap a bra.
By the way, Peter Dowling was the Pecker Wine.
Peter Dowling. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Wonderful. Thanks for our callers.
He loved a fine drop.
He really did.
That's not one glass you want to mix up, is it?
It was a penis. His penis aged well. After
Let's hope Jackie comes back on board and they can get her back in.
I'll tell you what, what's his name?
Troy. That's Peter Dowling.
Peter Dowling.
Never go for a wine tasting. Peter Dowling.
It's interesting that you may or may not have been munching on twisties, but they are very important. There's foodstuffs that are important to people.
That's staple.
Staple, but there's things that are more
important. That's health food for me, yeah.
Well, I don't disagree on the twisty front, but apparently Australians are spending more money and would prefer to spend their money on luxury things like your Netflix or your Spotify instead of actual food.
You're not going to go down this path, are you, Jane?
I'm going down this path.
You're going to click Gen Y again, are you?
I am.
Are you on the smashed avocados? Don't buy avocados and go get a house.
They're pretty spoiled. Aren't they? They're sport brats.
I was just trying to take the high moral ground.
No, honestly, well, it's interesting, isn't it, though? What I read on this article, it's just come out recently, but it has been commissioned by Aldi. Just saying.
You're always going to look for the fine print.
You're going to be a little,
days,
you do
you?
Have to look at the fine print. But Australians are increasingly choosing to cut back on core essentials like groceries. Also heating and cooling, I think, too, comes into it. Rather than give up their Netflix. And they're getting, you know, Uber Eats and Fedora and all those things instead. They would rather do that than actually
so groceries are on the way out.
Yes.
Netflix is good.
Streaming is in.
As long as I can hear Netflix over the sound of my tummy rumbling, I can still enjoy it. And
exactly.
And that's the mindset of the young people.
It is. And what they think, they also think, well, why do I need to spend also a lot on groceries? I mean,
so what are these groceries you talk
I speak of?
When I was, you know, when I've lived alone, Jane, you might believe, I know this for some time.
You surprise me sometimes.
As a young man, living alone, you know what would be in my fridge?
What?
If you opened it at any stage, half a tub of margarine.
Margarine.
And six cheese slices. That's good pretty God. Much it.
Wow.
That's it.
Plenty of calcium.
That's it.
You really are a chick magnet, aren't you?
Ladies
line up.
Well, that would be it.
Master Chef Malloy's
and, you know,
in the house.
And with those ingredients, I'd knock something up.
Right. As if.
Margarine and cheese.
Can you cook? You can't cook, can you?
I once. I had a braised steak, which I heated up.
From a can.
What was in a can that I got?
That doesn't count. You got food poisoning.
I can cook. You know how I cook? I cook cheese on toast, but I do it all on the toaster. So I get the toast pops up. Yeah. While the toast is down, I get a knife and put the cheese slice on it and lay it across the top of the toast.
That's I hope you do that idea. In front of your boys, in front of your five-year-olds.
Don't ever do that.
That's really good
and
parenting.
By the time it pops up, the cheese is melted. And you.
That's how you bugger up your toaster, by the way.
And electrocute yourself.
That's the danger. Yeah. You know?
I'd love to
but
know,
I'm usually
though.
Hungover, so I've got my wits about me.
I'd love to know if there's a generation. Actually, we've got one of those generations. James, can you come in
get
here?
Get in here, James.
He's 21.
19,
he's 21.
Do you think he's emblematic or representative of
I think he
most
might be emblematic. But, James, I want to know, would you rather watch Stranger Things 2 than have a nice meal that you cook up at home?
Yeah,
is that how people are thinking?
It can be hard to get out of bed.
I beg your pardon. Like what?
That's true.
What time is that happening to?
Oh, it's like, you know.
At midday?
Yeah.
Roll
yeah,
out?
Yeah, mid. Oh, no. Like, I won't. If I don't have to, I won't be out till 2.
I did 1 year at uni and chose my entire course on the basis that none of the classes started before 4 in the afternoon.
4.
Hey, James. And even then it was cutting it fine. It was okay. So, but do you, did you live on your own with other people?
Yes, or you've got friends who live.
What do you do?
Yep. I live with the parents at the moment, but I've been in situations where we've sort of had to fend for ourselves.
And what do you do? What's in your fridge?
You've got a good fridge if you live with your parents.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, great.
That doesn't count.
Got some yogurt in there. That always gets me through.
Doesn't?
And some slices of cheese get you through as well.
We used to have yogurt, but you wouldn't go near it till someone else did.
I cannot imagine.
You'd have to get someone. You let someone else have a crack
sniff
at that
test
first.
I can't imagine you eating yogurt, Mick Malloy. That's just something. What is in your friend's fridge, for example, James?
Got a mate who's on a gap year at the moment, working as a tutor at a school, and he's got a. I'm really happy with this. He's got a big like 2 liter jar of hummus.
He
right
sent
there.
You a photo of his inside of his fridge.
Hummus. Mate, I wouldn't have even known how to spell hummus. pardon. Me, Your Majesty. Where do you keep that in the sealed section?
What's going on
in there? What
else?
Next to the caviar, up the back near the sturgeon.
No, this is going against my theory. Actually,
this looks like a small little family business has done a pesto and a chutney. and there as well.
You've got fancy mates.
Yeah, we're in Matt Preston's fridge all of a sudden. You did, that is fancy. That's not.
No, that's not. I mean, you did tell me that the staple of students' diet is...
What is it?
So there's like definitely clumpy milk. Milk that's just been there for a little bit too long.
No, but they don't intend for it to be clumpy. What about 2 minute noodles?
2 minute noodles, Maggi noodles are definitely there.
And you can get that for like a buck.
Yeah. And you can put in like two flavour sachets and you've got a real sort of cuisine explosion.
There's a serving suggestion for James. You do it all.
And also, with your mates, so I'm interested, do you think, do all your mates download and do they pay? Because for Netflix, it costs you $12.99 a month. Yeah. Spotify's $9.99.
Wasn't around in our day.
No,
you do without it.
Who pays for that?
I can't do without it.
You can't do without it.
You've got to add in some Stan in there as well.
Yeah. But how do you pay for all this?
Well, you get jobs or you get it from your parents.
Well, there you go. That's what's happening. But, you know.
Netflix.
I'm actually one of those. Well, even though I'm not exactly in your generation, but I'm Hulu, Stan, Netflix, Amazon.
You got them all?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah.
What are you watching at the moment?
I'm just about to start Stranger Things 2.
What are you watching at the moment, James?
Into Designated Survivor, the one where the whole US government falls apart.
I mean, I didn't ask for a scene-by-scene breakdown.
Don't get cranky.
I just asked David?
Yeah, I'm Stranger Things 2 as well. About to begin that. I loved the first season. It was brilliant.
I liked it, but I'm intrigued. Mickey, what are you watching?
Replay of the grand final. It's still coming up.
Time we move on.
It's great.
TAC. Drivers, give the space to ride safe.
The following is an official announcement from the Australian Government.
Over the past few years, thought crime has reached record levels. Subversion is rife. Our enemies are everywhere.
Trust no one.
Luckily, there is an answer.
Peter Dutton.
No, not Peter Dutton.
Thank you.
Introducing a new series on Podcast One that interrogates the real threats to Australia, like John Safran, Rob Sitch, and children's author Andy Griffiths.
Oh, God, I love those Treehouse books.
Who will survive? Who will fail? Introducing Extreme Vetting with The Chaser.
The Chaser.
The only show with the power of life and death over its guests.
Listen at podcastone.com.au or via the Podcast One app.
Of course, tomorrow is the result of the Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey.
Indeed. It's been a long ride.
It has been a long ride, a very emotional long ride.
Absolutely, it has.
And before we speak with Mags, I was looking through...
By the way, Jane, I'm thoroughly confident that this vote is going to be a landslide. I think Australian people are sensible enough and smart enough and understand enough about discrimination to not...
And also,
by the hoo-ha from the other mob, which is it's just done, you know. It's just done.
I feel confident too because the amount of votes that were posted, and also I was thinking about today. I think a lot of young people have voted, and I'm predicting yes. I think there's been this. Sounds really bizarre. The fact that you had to post it in a letterbox is a very unusual thing for young people to do. And I think part of it was, I quite like this procedure. Oh, it was quite ceremonial, I think.
Put a wax seal on it.
Almost a bit like that. But I'll ask Magda about that later. But
I'm saying that's largely, there's always a dissenting voice on this. There's always the voice for opposition. And if you want to find it, generally go to the letters page of the Herald Sun and you'll get,
you get the voice of dissent. And it's pretty overwhelming, I have to say, on page 20 today of the Herald Sun.
What about? What's the topic?
Well, the topic is about the they're going to, Daniel Andrews has suggested and said that he will provide for public servants counselling if it's a no result tomorrow to many of the workers if they feel they need it.
People will be justifiably upset, I would think, if it doesn't.
I think
go
it will affect a lot of people if it's no. So, some of the readers don't think that that's really on, and they've written about it. Would you like to hear some of the letters?
Please.
Counselling? Today's cure-all? My old man may well have done with some after Kokoda. He just came home and got on with it, says Jeffrey. There's a point Jeffrey's got.
Walked into a post office and shot 20 people the other day, but that was real good.
Yeah. How about Jackie? The government's idea of inclusion won't be fulfilled until everyone who's not LGBTIQABCDEFG actually becomes one.
Come on.
All right. Yep. Well, why don't you become one?
Okay. Come on. Is there nothing Daniel won't stoop to control our minds? Says Yvonne.
It's an assault on our minds. He's trying to let some gay people get married.
I'll leave the last cuss to Patrick. Victoria is now officially Australia's wimpiest state. Yeah.
Oh, gee, now. Well, since you put it like that, now I do feel foolish. Packing up and moving.
There's more.
Well, there it is. Do you know what? I think that is the minority view. We'll find out tomorrow. But after this, we'll catch up with Magda, who's done more than anyone I can think of.
She's
to champion
been tireless.
This
It's a very important day, I guess, tomorrow for the start of something. And it's, you know, unfortunate that we actually had to get to that point.
Start of something big, the end of something long.
That's
that shouldn't have needed to be that long.
And we're talking about the Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey.
It's
and one woman who has worked tirelessly, been on enough versions of Q&A to last her a lifetime, I'm sure. Who's campaigned for a yes vote for the Australian Marriage Law Postal Survey is a great friend of ours. And we say hello to Magda Szybanski.
Hello, Magda.
Hello. Hello, lovely.
How are you feeling today? We want to be up. We want to be chipper today. Is that how you're feeling?
You're confident, aren't you? You've got to be confident, Magda.
Look, you know what? Post-Trump, post-Brexit, post the inaccuracy of polls, who bloody knows?
Oh, I know.
We just don't know. Look, you feel sort of like yes, and then you think, oh, yeah, I don't want to set myself up for a fall. You just don't know. Just don't know.
Magda, I have ultimate faith in the Australian people. I think they're basically good people. And I think that at the end of the day, that they get that someone's being discriminated against and it's not good enough. And I think it just seems like a passe. It's beyond me that we're even having this vote, but
I think a lot of people feel that. Look, I think the only thing, there have been sort of various things that have come out saying, you know, the people that did the Trump analysis saying that, you know, it's going to come through a no. So that makes you, is what gives you pause to think, oh, maybe we're not, you know.
Yeah.
But I think that some of the no voters, it's not, this has been such a dirty campaign from the no side where they've put out untruths. You've known me for years, Nick. Do you even know if I'm in a relationship? Does it have any effect on you? Like, none. I was gathering.
I don't know whether I am willfully blind or just dumb or uninterested, but Magda, it's never occurred to me that that was any of my business or anything interesting.
And I think one of the important things too, Magda, is the way that the Yes Vote campaign was so good and kind, I would say.
And clean. And the thing is that if you go through the things that all of us have been saying, it's really just reasonable, moderate, and they've tried to sort of twist it and get the most obscure thing they can get from anywhere. I mean, like I said on Q&A, seriously, 1 billion people live in countries where there's marriage equality. It's not a small thing.
It's not.
And one in seven people are going about their lives and it's made not a jot of difference, you know.
Yeah.
So I really think, I agree, I think I totally think Australians are very reasonable, and I think the only thing will be the inertia of that people tend to vote when they're really put on the spot, they go with the status quo.
And it sounds like you're bracing yourself in case that happens. Where will you be for the announcement? And what do you suggest to people who...
I'm on stage in front of a lot of cameras.
Oh, my God.
In a park.
That's your natural habitat, by the way, on stage in front of a lot of people. Make sure you make them laugh.
But Magda, what do you suggest for people
if it is
a no vote? What do you suggest people how they handle it and what they do?
Look, I think a lot of us are going to be absolutely fine because, you know, we've been through. When I compare to my childhood, it was so terrible. If this wouldn't have even happened when I was a kid, but if it had, 100% of people would have voted no.
Yep.
And not because of the status quo, but because we were actively loathed. So huge progress has been made. But my main concern really is for people who are isolated, for kids who feel they're in a hostile environment, or adults, just to make sure there is Lifeline, there is Beyond Blue, there is Switchboard. Connect through online things, anything. Don't isolate yourselves, no matter, you know, if there's anything you can do just to reassure yourself that there are, it's going to be at least, you know, nearly 50% of people who vote yes, minimum anyway. So there are a huge number of LGBTQI people and also straight allies, like people like you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know.
So reach out to your friends if you think that they need some help. Yeah.
Magda,
Yeah, when, and don't be alone yourself. Reach out. You know, if you need help, don't isolate yourself.
Exactly.
Can I suggest something? Can you maybe have a good lie down tomorrow or after this?
We're worried you're a bit tired and it's been exhausting.
Tired. You have been. I'm going to fluff your pillows here for a second, Magda. Mm-hmm. You have been a tireless campaigner, the human face for me and for many other people. When you talk, when you talk, it's such a human story. I defy anyone.
And it's real. You don't sound like a crappy politician either, Magda.
It just makes sense, and you've left nothing in the locker room.
Yep.
You've really put yourself out there, and you should give yourself a massive pat. And I hope it goes well for you. And the LGBTQI community, I hope everyone has a glorious day tomorrow and Australia moves on and moves into an exciting new chapter. Too.
We love you and we wish everybody luck and we'll have a drink for you regardless of what happens. Trust us on that one.
After tomorrow, you'll never see or hear from me.
No, don't say that.
I want to see you back on. I want to see you making us laugh again.
Come on.
I know. Me too.
Come on. Come and have a laugh. Join us down the shallow end. It's fun.
Good on you, Magda. Thanks for talking to us today.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Magda.
Bye.
Magda Szybanski.
Very impressive. Great. I hope it works. I know because she's
have faith in
people. She's close to it. I honestly believe this will. It's not even going to be close.
Yep.
It's just
and it affects everyone.
I've yet to meet anyone who just doesn't get it.
No. Listen, I'm just about to talk blokes
out. Jeez. Get cranky.
It doesn't happen often, but I will talk. I'm going to talk guys up on
listen
my
up. Might want to record this.
Yep.
Okay. I reckon when it comes to functions and parties, that blokes are pretty good sports.
Mm.
Especially when it comes to things like weddings.
Oh.
Honestly, the fact you go along, you suit up.
Yep.
You go to weddings. I reckon I dips me lid
because it's not our day.
It's not your day. Let's face it.
We're not biologically programmed to get it.
No. You're not. And I reckon they probably should change weddings to just be at least the church part, just all chicks.
Good idea.
I guess the groom has to be there.
The groom's got to go. We'll drop him off.
He'll have to go.
Yeah.
Drop him off.
We won't slow down. We'll just push him out the back of a moving car. Yeah.
That's right. And I reckon that blokes should probably end up at the reception, but only after all the photos have been taken after all the speeches.
This is a good idea.
Don't you think?
Jane, can I tell you you're onto something here?
Yeah.
Have you heard of this? Now, this started out in Japan. Mm. It's becoming quite popular.
Yeah.
But the groom is now actually not even required because...
Really?
Well, for women who are never going to... Say you're single. You're committed single.
Yeah.
And you're in the prime of your life, but you think, I haven't met the right guy.
Yeah.
But I want my wedding photos.
I want my moment.
I want my moment. So you can go there, you can get a wedding dress, and they will take you. You can get up there, you can take your wedding dress, you can get your wedding photos, you can get the complete package.
The party.
But there's just no groom.
There's no groom.
That's a great idea.
But it's a fantastic thing for women who go, why should you just because you're not lucky enough to find your life partner?
That's right.
Why should you not have the same, at least, experience?
I like that idea.
Of course, you're going to grow old looking at that. Feeling sad in a dusty old room with two cats and a vibrator. But, you know.
That sounds a lot of fun to a lot of women, I'll have you know.
But,
don't diss what you haven't tried.
All right.
Well, okay.
Where am I going
with this?
So I'm like this.
So, for example, weddings. So, engagement parties. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're happy for you. Blah, blah, blah.
We'll keep the bucks.
There's christenings. Jeebus.
Christenings. Tell me about christenings.
It's a sore point in your family.
Fallout from those over the years.
Okay. But this has gone too far now. Do you know what couples are now having? Gender reveal parties.
Oh, my God. Mm.
Just stay with me on this.
What is that?
This is when you invite poor people around your place on a Sunday afternoon when they could be enjoying weather like today. You have to go around, and because they don't want to find out the sex of their baby when they get the ultrasound, so they get the doctor to seal it in an envelope, who then gives it to a party planner. And then you have a party, and you don't know what the gender is, and you cut a cake, and it might be blue or pink inside, and you go, oh, we're having a boy, we're having a girl. Who gives a rat's?
No.
Or honestly,
just get someone to kick you in the balls.
Probably not the mother.
Preferable. to going to a gender what?
A gender reveal party. Oh. Or they get big balloons.
How many
and then
need?
They have to pop yeah. them and it'll either be pink or blue come out.
So how many have we got now? We've got
we've got baby showers.
How do you reveal the gender?
How do you reveal the gender? What?
At the gender party.
Well, you pop a balloon and either confetti comes out that's blue or pink.
Yep.
Or the latest, this is fair dinkum, this is where it's gone berserk. They've now got cars to do burnouts in the street and the smoke that comes out is either blue or pink.
And that child will end up in juvie. I guarantee you. Well,
Nick,
I want to
know if this is happening because I've asked around the office. People have been to these gender reveals. Can you tell me?
Give us a call.
Have you had a gender reveal party? Oh, are you going to one? Have you been to one? Give us a call now because I'm fascinated that people actually say yes and go because who cares? Honestly, is that tough?
All right. Well, 1-3-3-5-3.
When did this? Who comes up with this? Someone's making money out of this, right? Is there some party plan?
You know what it is all for? It's the Instagram generation. That's what it is. It's the look at me, Kimmy. We spoke to Magda before. I'm going, look at me, Kimmy.
You have to get everyone around while you reveal.
Yes. More presents.
Like you've won an Oscar or something.
Well, yeah. It's all about look at me. Let's see what our callers think after this.
Madness.
We're talking about gender reveal parties. I've been informing.
I
love informing.
I don't get angry about much, but I'm actually angry about this. Who cares what gender your stupid child is? You're just you're lucky you got one. Enjoy it. Hey, call me when he's 10. I don't feel no need to go around and punch the sky because you've got a boy or a girl. Yeah,
I know. Well, it's why I share the anger too.
Can you bet on it? Though now we can. Now the guys
that's
can get an interest
idea.
Going.
Actually, that's
I'm
not
betting
bad.
On red. I'm betting on blue.
That's a good idea.
By the way, Jane, I'm surprised that the PC Brigade haven't got involved and said, why should blue be for boys? And
I know.
That's
well,
another
they
whole conversation.
Well, let's not encourage that right now. Not in the mood. Hey, I'm going to talk to Mark from Cheltenham. Mark, have you ever been to one or had one gender reveal party?
We actually had one for my daughter.
Mark, tell
come
me.
Come on, Mark.
How did you react when your partner said, I really want to have a gender reveal party? What do you think? Tell me the truth.
I was like, I just want to know the sex already. But, you know, the wife always wins. But what I did do was she had a baby shower with a cake for the gender reveal.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and had the manly shower. We went out to the pub, we went go-karting, we had a great day.
Oh, that's
and
better.
End of the day, we went back to the baby shower, saw the cake get cut, ate it, and I was happy.
There you go. And what was the, blue or pink?
It was pink, so we had a little girl.
That's great.
Yeah, a little girl.
Yeah.
Mick doesn't really care.
See, because when that happens, it could be quite disappointing on the day.
Well, this is what I'm concerned about.
What's the colour? Pink. Oh.
I'm concerned about that. Thanks, Mark.
Imagine
I'm glad it worked out well.
That'd be bad news in China.
Very bad news.
Here you go, the baby gender reveal party. Mm. Please be blue.
Yeah, I know. A lot of countries, actually. Yeah, thanks, Mark. I'm glad that was a happy day. Barbara from Berwick.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Barbara. Have you been to one of these bizarre occasions?
I have. It was actually my niece who had the party.
What went down there?
So we all arrived at the party. We had to choose a necklace, blue or pink, and everything was decorated in blue and pink. Then her dog came out with a bow tie on and a letter was tied around his neck. And they opened up the little letter and said, to my mum and dad, congratulations on your baby boy.
Oh, my God.
Wow,
that's
elaborate.
Brilliant. So the dog was the brought the actual result around its neck.
Yeah.
I like the dog part.
Yeah, they just caught him in and he came and sat beside her and then she undid it and then, you know, we're all said, oh, it's a boy, congratulations. And she just gave birth on Sunday.
And now you put the dog down?
No,
one in
you
one
don't.
Out?
The dog will be upset, though. Dog will take back seat.
She's got two boys.
She's got two, there you go. Yeah. Well, that's great. Thanks, Barbara, for sharing that. Yeah. Jack,
this is bizarre.
See?
Do we have too much spare time on our hands in this country?
We do, no.
In some places, you know what? Having a baby is a dangerous exercise.
Yes.
It's done in incredible circumstances.
But no, you've got to have a party to show
around
off.
With a dog with a note.
I'm fascinated.
What is going on?
Jack, well, have you been to one of these gender
help us out, Jack.
Parties?
Yeah, g'day. Yeah, I've been to one. It was my cousin's. It was just pretty much a good excuse for a piss up.
Really?
Yeah, I just went around and enjoyed a few bevos and that. And when it came to actually revealing the gender, my cousin put some dye in the in like the exhaust of his 50, quite a fucking blue smoke come out. It was all pretty quiet. Happy to carry it away, but it was just for piss up, really, being honest.
All right, well, I can't think of a better way than to announce the gender of a child than getting the lads around and check for a few bevos.
And doing a burnout doing with a blue smoke in your court. That sounds great. Thanks, well done, Jack. Anthony from Essendon. Now, you sound like you might know what you're talking about because do you run a confetti company, is that right?
That is correct. KaboomConfetti.com.au.
And you'll be loving this then, won't you?
Good on you.
That's it, mate. That's exactly right, Mick. To give you an idea, guys, we started doing gender reveal cannons about 18 months ago.
Sorry, can you just say that again? Gender reveal cannons?
Yes, so we do confetti cannons.
Confetti cannons. Boom, shakalaka.
Oh, my God.
So what we do is we actually get the phone call or the letter from the obstetrician, gynecologist, doctor, whoever, so that we actually find out before the parents do, if that makes any sense.
It does make sense. Sadly, it makes sense.
Yeah, we then pack the cannon, and if it's a boy or if they do, as Mick said, if they want green, it goes green. And then what we do is in the top third, we put white. So even if they feel like they'd like to have a peek the night before, they open up the cannon and all they'd see is white, no matter which way it is.
You should set a timer so they get shot in the face. if they get caught cheating, boom.
Yeah, boom, that's it. And the interesting fact is, as I said, we started doing these about 18 months ago. We now sell more gender reveal cannons than your mixed cannons for New Year's Eve and birthdays and stuff like that.
Well, there
Anthony,
you go.
Could I order, please? Could I order a 21-gun salute? Yeah. I want a 21-gun.
Absolutely. KaboomConfetti.com.au, Mick.
All right,
We can look after you.
Done, mate. We will. If
good
I'm
on you.
Unfortunate
Take
enough to have another child,
well,
I'll be straight down there. Yeah.
What?
Would you have
what
done
did
it?
You just
when
say?
Did you know you were
No, I wouldn't have
when
done
did
it.
You know?
Very early on.
Heard the old
Actually,
school.
No, I didn't know.
The
first,
old school.
Didn't
surprise.
Know first time around. Had a surprise first time around. And then I went, oh, I'm over this. Just want
to
know.
I need
just
to paint the room.
Exactly. But I'll tell you what, the world has officially gone mad. But I'm very happy for people who are running businesses, who are taking advantage of people who are having these gender reveal
parties. I'm going to think of a way to get in on this and crowbar some action out of some
cannons.
Womb action.
Pick your pardon.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. And I don't want to know.
They're just little.
I'm making the signal, Dave.
Dave, you're married, aren't you?
I am. 18 years.
How did you propose?
It was it was one of those things because we.
This better be good.
No, we were engaged.
Don't tell me your phone this one.
No, we were engagement ring shopping, right? And
hang on. But that don't you have to?
You kind of know
something
it's
before
coming.
You
no.
go.
We kind of walked past the jewellery shop going, oh, that's nice.
You know
that's
guy? Remember the guy who tried to crowdfund his engagement
yes,
ring?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that is what a low
I don't believe you did that.
No, so we did a bit of that. Anyway, so I bought the engagement ring and then I rang Liz's father.
It's
and
pretty
said,
hard to surprise her now, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, you've got the ring. Okay, yeah, so no, you rang the father.
I rang the father for his, permission to marry his daughter, which was great. And then this was back in the 90s and we had an answering machine sitting just in the hallway. You walked in the door and it was flashing and it was the jeweller saying, "Hello, Mr. Williams, your ring's ready to be picked up at 5 o'clock this afternoon."
Right.
And I thought, oh.
Has she heard that message?
She heard the message.
Oh.
So it was a rush engagement proposal. So I got down on one knee. This was in Shepparton back in the 90s. Nothing was open, so we got KFC after.
Can't even get that right.
No. Have you said how many years? That's a long time.
During the vows, did you say... Do you, Dangerous Dave? Dangerous?
No, there's none of that.
Did you wear your Shepparton bomber jacket?
No, I could have, but
hey,
I didn't.
The reason I asked, guys, is because it's a good story here. AFL footy star, Callan Ward, he was a Footscray player. He went to GWS. He's
absolutely.
An absolute gun.
And a spunk.
Indeed.
Just
got a bit of a Captain Cook style look, which I like.
Very dapper.
I'd like to see him in pantaloons. But listen.
Yes, sorry.
He obviously still has a soft spot for the West. So he proposed to his girlfriend, Ruby Keddie, out at the Sun Theatre.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's
in
great.
In Yarraville, but in front of a crowded theatre full of people.
Yeah.
Now, it begs a question that I have to ask. What do you reckon the movie was?
Oh, you're suggesting it might have been a chick flick.
Well, I'm guessing it had to be something. I'm guessing it wasn't Schindler's List.
I do know what it was.
Was it Thor?
Eat, Pray, Love?
No, it was Murder on the Orient Express. And can I just read...
Well, get used to it. That'd be the easy way out.
Can I explain who some of the cast members are?
Hey, tell me it was Goldcast. Gold Coast. Yeah.
No, because it's just in that big Sun Theatre.
You
won. Some of the cast members, Judy Dench.
Oh, geez, that's a turn on.
Kenneth Branagh.
Kenneth Branagh in a very ridiculous moustache.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Hello, Michelle Pfeiffer.
Oh, she's getting on now, isn't she?
If I was going to propose.
Yeah. Oh, hang on. Here we go.
In a theatre. Yes.
What kind of film would you have liked to play?
Booty Call.
What?
Or Dude, Where's My Car?
No. Good luck with who's going to hook up with you.
I don't know. I probably only just met her. Probably going to be sitting in the seat next to me.
That's dangerous.
Pashing on like we used to do down at the Frankston Twin. It's like a lifetime ago.
It's like a lifetime ago.
I've never proposed. I've been kicked out of a theatre.
What? You've been kicked out of so many places. Yes. Let's not talk about Brazil.
Yeah.
Now you're being kicked out.
If anyone asks you about Brazil, play dumb. But listen, no, I got kicked out. I've told the story before. The Titanic, screening of the Titanic.
No, I don't.
In Newcastle. I was there with my girlfriend.
Yes.
And about 40 minutes in, I stood up and go, I'll bring on the iceberg. And a whole bunch of weeping women ordered me out of a.
Fair enough. That's a long movie. A long movie.
Very long.
Oh, that's an excellent proposal. I like hearing about that.
What movie would you put if you were, for your second marriage?
Boogie Nights.
No.
Come out in roller skates. Anything? Yeah, Boogie Nights.
Anything with Ron Jeremy in it? You know what I mean?
Ron Jeremy? What sort of movies are you watching?
We've been talking about him lately. Yeah. I've not seen any Ron Jeremy.
Is he coming in? I think we're interviewing him on Thursday.
The Hedgehog?
Yeah. See?
Am I
the last person to know or ever seen a Ron Jeremy?
He had the sweatiest handshake at your Bunga Bunga party.
Yuck.
Quite sweaty.
Well, now I'm going to have to be nice to him. How did we get onto Ron Jeremy? Yes, we what film?
If you're in a scene with him.
God.
So much. It was like an instructional video to so many young men. Listen, you know, at my Bunga Bunga party.
This has taken a weird turn, this conversation.
You started it.
I didn't.
What film would you have?
I told you.
What did you say?
Boogie Nights. Huh. That's
a
cool film.
And then I went to Ron Jeremy and I'm out of order. Jeez.
Hey, we've got quite a few tweets, Twitters, Instagram.
Have we?
Are coming through. People are reacting to the gender reveal parties we talked about before. Stevie says, a gender reveal party, have we gone completely insane? Why do people think anyone else gives a toss, whether it's a boy or a girl? It's a good way to start culling your friends, though.
Indeed, that would get the ball rolling. In regards to your story about proposing, Ash Harvey's written in, Dave, proposing then getting KFC is legendary stuff.
Oh, nice.
I love it. I take you in sickness or in health. And in 11 secret rooms. Yeah, that's what you get at the reception.
I've got a few more. Oh, because I'm with you, Jane. It's about the parties. Don't need those extra parties. Couples going on baby moons.
What's a baby moon?
Oh, my God. Before you have the baby, you go on a holiday and you just get all pampered and you get massages.
This is becoming a rort now. You're having a baby.
It's been done for
a very long time. You're not special.
No.
You're biologically programmed to do this.
Correct.
You also apparently give the present a present to the mum, a push present. You heard of those? That's when you get a ring on it. Ring on your finger. And all they say, gender reveal party.
This whole thing's a rort.
Monica says they used to call that childbirth.
Yeah.
The old days, I agree. Hey, we also had a look at the Italian soccer team. That didn't make it so sad.
Why would you go and bring it up again?
I had to.
Heart goes out to the Italian community in Australia and Italianos all around the world. It's a sad state of affairs. When one of the greats, one of the giants of world soccer stroke football.
Well, look,
can't even get to the game, can't even get to the ground.
It's like Miss Venezuela not being in the top five Miss Universe.
It's like Sweden not being in the Eurovision Song Contest. Yeah.
It's all wrong.
It's like a Kenyan not being in the marathon.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's like.
We know that I don't think it'll be quiet. I think they'll drown their sorrows in Lygon Street. So a big shout out to everyone in Lygon Street tonight.
Get down to Lygon Street. And
all go and just share your pain together and enjoy the night.
Big group hug you lot. I will miss your antics over the World Cup. It's always enjoyable. But just to take the edge off it, we've organised here. We'll go out on this, our little tribute. Yep. Thank you, David. Thank you, Jane.
Thank you, everybody
here today. But we've organised a little tribute. For the Italian community, just to chin up, guys.
Yeah.
You'll be back in 4 years.
Kennedy Malloy.
And offside. And that's it! Sweden make their first World Cup since 2006. But for all the Sweden headlines, the headlines will be massive for Italy. First time since 1958 they don't make a World Cup.
Time to say goodbye.
I'm hanging in there. I'm trying to be all zen about it.
Non per me dispiace perché per il movimento dispiace perché.
And then it's dysfunction this and dysfunction that and dysfunction my fungo.
Did I give my team the best possible chance to win? No, because you made stupid mistakes. You played with no spine and no guts in the first leg. This is why you're not going to the World Cup.
The worst thing I've ever seen. Like, the national team is, this is a shame for us, you know?
Anche se la società non ve lo suggerivo, invece io vedo Strasse che deve giocare, il che la e quel... Ma stiamo scherzando! Oh!
Sì, Italia è un fiasco. Это фиаско, это катастрофа, это провал, это позор. Сборная Италии лишается шанса сыграть на чемпионате мира.
You broke my heart. You broke my heart.
Game over.
For TAC, drivers, give the space to ride safe.